Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
The world is a disaster right now. We are recording in isolation, there's a killer virus going around, and people are stabbing each other over toilet paper. Really, there's no better time to sit down and binge some clips about crazy, crazy situations. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over our favourite disaster movies.
Disaster movies. Look, making this list was super easy because there are so many of them.
There are so, so many. And I'm so excited because disaster movies, it's like one of my favorite genres.
Yeah.
Of film.
It's great.
Yeah.
I think we've even mentioned a few on the show before, like just in general.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think, when you were doing your list, did you include like disease ones?
There aren't any on my list, but let's not exclude anything.
Yeah, I didn't, there weren't any on my initial list either, but I then thought to myself, well, we can't let this go by without mentioning like Contagion or 12 Monkeys or something like that, because I mean, that is life right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so ridiculous. Like, currently, I'm sitting here recording with, it's like Pants Off Friday, like honestly, just in my pajamas. So
yeah, it's wonderful.
It is good. Though I am one of those lucky people, as I keep saying, who is going to work at the moment. I did try and float the idea of being allowed to wear my pajamas to work. It was not accepted. So
that's really rude of them.
I know. I mean, there's like 5 people in our office at the moment, but anyway, like I say. It's good. It's good to be there.
It is.
But, it is. How are you going? I mean, we're not talking face to face. I feel so bizarre.
I know. Right, it's now so strange because we're usually just like chatting, and you won't even be able to see any of my crazy gestures or facial expressions this time around.
I know. And I'm sorry, but if this is the way that this day and age is going, I am not for it.
I'm not for it either. I was this close to just telling you, just come over. God damn.
We'll break the law. We'll risk the fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're playing by the rules.
We're playing by the rules. And we don't want Troy from our Great Mates to come after us.
No, absolutely not. Because let's be honest, that would be very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I probably would be in my pajamas anyway while he was chasing me down.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Oh. Well, we've got all that sadness out of the way now. Let's do what we love and get into some disaster movies.
Yes.
All right, so you came up with this brilliant idea. So let's hear yours first.
All right, the first one that came to my head was Armageddon.
Yes, I cried in this movie.
So did I. How can you not?
And I'm not a crier, like I've said, but I think the first time I watched it, I don't remember, maybe it was one of the first ones I had watched, not sure, but I was just like, it's so sad.
It's so sad, especially when she's saying goodbye to her father, and I just, ugh.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That it movie. Is, but, like, how unrealistic is it? But I just love it so, so much. Let's just send some drilling people up to the asteroid, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah, look, there's some major potholes in a lot of these disaster movies because I feel like things have got to go 100% perfect for it to end up the way that it does, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, so I love Armageddon. It's one of my favorite films. It's and what a banging song that came out of that film.
I know. I was
being
just
played
saying.
At every wedding forevermore.
It's not Armageddon, it's that wedding song movie.
Yeah.
It's great. And I mean Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck, Liv Tyler. Like, what a cast.
I know.
sexy Ben Affleck too.
God, he was peak Ben Affleck.
Absolutely. I wonder how old he was in that movie. He should have just stayed that old.
Yeah, he should have.
It was a good time for him, that's for sure. All right. Well, look, Armageddon was on top of my list, but shall I give you my next?
Yes.
And I know you love this movie because we've spoken about it before, which is The Day After Tomorrow.
Yes.
This movie is brilliant. And like I said, we've spoken about it before. This is the one that you were, it's the, I'll find you.
I will come for you. Yeah.
I will come for you.
Stay alive, I will come for you. I love it.
Me too. This is like quite a realistic kind of movie, I feel, anyway, like when it came out.
Yeah, I think so too. I liked the way that they did it. I mean, aside from the fact there were some very unrealistic bits in it, but the way they explained it was actually quite good.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, I don't know how much truth would be in your dad getting in his snowmobile with his snow boots and trekking halfway across the city, but look, anything could happen, really.
I feel like my dad would do that for me.
Yeah. Oh my God, I have a funny story about dads going on a tangent. Listen, recording in isolation isn't going to stop our tangents one bit.
Never.
So my dad is just starting to get real hip with the texting lingo.
Right.
So I sent him a message, probably it would have been 2 days ago. Just, I was like, how are you and his wife going in all of this? Haven't touched base in a little while. Just thought I'd check in. And his message was like a 16-year-old had written back to me. It was like, hi, darling, doing real well, ATM.
My God.
Deaths some scary times, though. T-H-O, though.
Get it out.
I was in hysterics. I was like, Dad, please stop.
You know that things are weird when your dad is more down with the lingo than you are.
I know. I spell every word correctly in a text message, or I try to. I get sad at myself if I forget to do a capital I.
I know, I do as well. Or if I act like if I leave an apostrophe out of don't, you know.
Oh yeah.
I can't handle it.
I know. So anyway, that was a fun little sidetrack. But The Day After Tomorrow is a wonderful movie. I probably will go and watch that sometime over the weekend because we're currently recording on a weekend. And I'm stuck in my house. So
yeah. And I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, not much. Look, I'm fortunate that my office and my husband's office, so he has an office down the back of the house and I have it at the front of the house. It's bliss, honestly. I'm so far separated from him.
That's good. My house is full. Not at the, like, you know, my house, I've got four people in it and my children are getting sick of each other.
So. Oh, I can only imagine. How is that? Look, we're on a real big tangent here, but I'm keen to see how you are going with having both your boys, all three of your boys, let's be honest, at home.
I'm alive and I drink a lot of wine. So it's
funny.
Coffee until wine time, and it's wine. I saw that Liquorland has a special on where you can get like 12 bottles of wine for $100. I'm doing it.
Excellent.
Yep.
I feel like that's an okay way to process this thing. Oh, look, my feed on Facebook, because I've been spending way too much time on Facebook, is just people in the same boat, I think, drinking lots of coffee and then drinking lots of wine.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Well, that's right. Anyway.
Back on track. It's a great movie. I love the effects in that were really good for the time.
They were. Yes, absolutely.
I think they kind of still hold up.
Yeah, I feel like they would, like the snowstorms and all of that. Like that final scene where are they in New York City? I think they are.
Yeah.
Where like everything's covered in snow and you can just see like the Statue of Liberty sticking out. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, because it was like also a tsunami.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That then froze over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot all about the tsunami part. Look, it was crazy times.
It was crazy times. And then there was like they were stuck in the library and.
Yes. There was the dog, the homeless man's dog. I loved him.
Dog.
It's actually kind of like a similar portrayal to Australia. Like a month ago, except switch out the tidal wave with bushfires.
Yes.
And now everybody is stuck inside.
Now everyone's stuck inside.
Yeah.
So next one, yes, I had was, okay, so this one's a little bit, I know this is a bad movie, but I love it.
Lay it on me.
2012.
Oh, my God, Rachel.
I know. I don't even care. I don't. Fine. I enjoy it so much when John Cusack is driving the freaking limo and the earthquake and the road is just splitting as he's speeding. It is so ridiculous.
It is. It is actually one of the most ridiculous movies. But I enjoy ridiculous movies. So.
But I love it so much. I love it. Yeah. I love the fact that, like, they had these Noah's Ark type things because they knew it was going to happen. And, you know, they were building these massive arcs and all the billionaires and trillionaires and gazillionaires were buying their way onto the boats and – I'm down with that because I 100% think that that would actually happen. I might be a conspiracy nut, but I feel like if the powers that be knew that something like this was going to happen and that there was a way to preserve life, they would 100% sell tickets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just look at what the world's doing with toilet paper at the moment.
Dude, I got some this morning.
Did you?
I did. Where? Yeah, it was at my local Coles and I said to my husband, they opened at 7 a.m. and I said to my husband, I'm going at 7 a.m. to the store. In. It's happening. And lo and behold, the shelves were full of toilet paper.
Really?
Yep, but not once I left.
Yeah, okay.
Because everybody who turned up at 7 a.m. got the toilet paper.
Yeah. So I currently have 10 rolls left. So I think we'll be okay for a little while because it's just me and Reese.
Oh,
so,
that's true.
So, yeah.
Nobody's toilet training in your house.
No, and I feel for you. But so, yeah, I think we'll be okay. Until we did get down to 2 rolls at one point and I was like, this is a situation. We are in strife. But I found some. So.
If you ever get down to that situation again, you just let me know, Amy, because I got your back. I've got a stockpile here. Nobody come rob me of my toilet paper, but I've got a stockpile.
I'll do a drive-by past your house and you can just
throw it in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how times have changed. All right.
What's your last thing?
I had Independence Day.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that one.
Yes, because it's like not a natural disaster, but I mean aliens.
But aliens.
Yeah, aliens are a disaster.
That's
so,
a great pick.
Yeah, I love Independence Day. Number one, Will Smith.
Yeah, pick.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool.
Number two, yeah, peak Will Smith, peak bloody Ben Affleck. This is a great list.
Mm-hmm.
Peak Will Smith, aliens, and lots of badass shooting and guns and machines.
And explosions, so, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, I love Independence Day. Oh, what were your thoughts on the second Independence Day?
I didn't know.
Okay.
Because I was like, I'm not doing it.
Nah. I watched it. I think I actually had to review it with Kate at some point, and that's the only reason I watched it. I remember it being, it was okay. It wasn't Independence Day, that's for sure. Anyway, with this Independence Day, like this, the original and the only Independence Day.
In your books, yes, definitely, yeah, and I agree.
I love that movie. Like, because one, it shows how stupid the human race is. And two, it's just a fun time. Like, and I'm talking about people being stupid, like standing on top of rooftops trying to be like, aliens, take me away. That's like people going to Bondi Beach at the moment or all of that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just being ridiculous humans. So Anyway, yeah, Independence Day. And I'm there's like elements of sadness in it and good times. Yeah,
all the emotional stuff.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. So there you go, Independence Day. What's your next one?
Twister.
Twister, it was my next as well.
I love Twister so much. I quote it all the time.
What's your favorite Twister quote?
Cow.
I can't deal with you. Cow.
They're just cow. Another cow. Yeah. And then Bill Paxton's like, actually, I think that was the same one.
Yeah. Good. That is, if that is the best answer to any question you have ever given.
Every time I see cows, I'm like, cow. And yeah. Or like, I have to go. We've got cows.
I'm going to start using that whenever I drive south pretty much because there's cows everywhere.
Yeah.
Cow.
Cow. All right. What's your favorite quote from Twister?
I can't even get past cow anymore to think of anything. So I'm going with cow.
And also the suck zone.
Oh, the suck zone. I forgot all about
that. Suck zone. It's like they just like close up on, they're like, oh, what, you sent him to Dusty? And then they just like switch. They cut to Philip Seymour Hoffman and he's got these crazy glasses on, sipping out of a crazy straw, and he's like, the suck zone. Best introduction to a character.
He was that movie. It's just full of bangers, really.
Yeah.
Oh, Twister. That's great. Okay. The next one on my list, I've coupled as two films because I Googled it and they actually came out in the same year and they're about the same thing. So it's Dante's Peak and Volcano.
Oh, yes. Now, I do believe that there was like a rivalry.
Yeah.
Similarly to when Twister came out, there was also Tornado, and yes. Tornado just did not do as well as Twister did because it wasn't as good. Same with Dante's Peak versus Volcano, and yep. You're either in the Dante's Peak camp or you're in the Volcano camp. So which one are you in, Amy?
I am probably in the Dante's Peak camp.
Okay, great, because I am firmly in the Dante's Peak
camp. Yes.
Yeah.
So Pierce Brosnan versus Tommy Lee Jones. I mean,
yeah. I mean, really? there is, and then it's got a heroic grandma.
Yes. Oh my god.
She's incredible.
She is.
I love everything about that movie. I love the guy that is obsessed with coffee because I feel that in my soul.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love every bit.
Yeah, and you know Dante's Peak when they think that the dog has gone, like they're like, oh no, we've lost the dog, and then he comes back. I was like, damn, this movie right here,
the feels, all the feels,
right in the feels. Whereas Volcano, it's just kind of like every other bit of disaster movie. I think they're trying to protect the city, and Tommy Lee Jones is probably wearing a dumb hat. So I don't know.
Anyway,
they're both good movies, but Dante's Peak is better.
Dante's Peak is far better.
Yeah.
So and I became like obsessed with volcanoes after watching it as well.
Same. I had to learn all about them and all the different stages and everything.
And then I like convinced myself that there was like a dormant volcano in my town and
the pyramid?
No, this I was living in Sydney. There actually was a dormant volcano. I'm sure that there actually was. Maybe I, you know, lied to myself about it, but I was convinced that there was a volcano close to my town that was dormant.
And it was going to explode.
Yeah. I thought that it was just going to, you know, wake up again.
Yeah. Not be dormant anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought anyway, but that was when I was living in Sydney. So, like, I don't know if there even is a dormant volcano in Sydney.
Someone will tell us. You wait.
Yeah, I'm trying to Google it right now as we speak.
Why Sydney Google?
Googling. Hello, Google. Hello. I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up your Google thing. It freaks me out.
I know. Listen, that occurrence could not have been better.
I was scared.
I was literally just telling you how frightened I was being by myself. And then lo and behold, up she gets and she's like, hello.
Up she gets. How can I help you? Oh, my God. But Amy,
is there
Lake
one?
Eacham, what the volcano?
Absolutely. There's like all these theories about it connecting to Lake Barine, and like there's a channel under there, and that's how the ocean craters were formed.
It was like 9,000 years ago.
Yep.
That it had a freaking eruption.
Yeah. For those playing at home who aren't from Cairns, our hometown, we have two massive crater lakes about an hour from us, I guess. One of them is a dormant volcano.
Yeah.
Or was, used to be. It's never going to erupt again. Or will it?
Or will it?
I mean, I feel like Dante's Peak has prepared us for how we should deal with that. We need to find a cool grandma, a cool dog, and a pickup truck.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a pretty cool grandma, I'm not going to lie. I like grandma. She's cool. She would totally, jump in acid, lava stuff for me.
To save everyone, I think so. Yeah. Well, look, maybe we can all borrow her.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, Dante's Peak and Volcano, but that's to the side. What's next for you?
That is actually all that I had.
Yeah? Okay, well, good, because that's the main body of my list, and then I have three honourable mentions.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so this one isn't sort of a natural disaster. It's kind of a similar vein to, not Independence Day really, but Deepwater Horizon. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's got Marky Mark in it, and they work on a drilling rig out in the ocean. I'm probably not doing this film justice at all, so sorry if anybody loves Deepwater Horizon. But the drilling rig explodes while they're out working out there, and there's like, oil going everywhere, and they're trying to save themselves and stuff, all this crap happening. And it's very exciting.
Wow.
So, yeah, and to be honest with you, the only reason I watched Deepwater Horizon was not for Marky Mark, but for the fact that Dylan O'Brien, who is one of the main characters in Teen Wolf, and we all know that I love Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
He's in the movie. He plays someone called, I think his name's Connor or something. But, yeah, that's a good one. My next was Poseidon, which is...
Oh, yeah.
The boat that flips, and I think it's got Pierce Brosnan in it too. Maybe not. Look, I could
be any. There's been quite a few versions of that movie, actually.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the one with Fergie in it?
Yes, she is in it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But, that old chestnut, similar to the Titanic where the boat flips over and all that kind of stuff. Do you know, that's a funny thing, actually. When I was like, what disaster movies are out there? I was like, let's just have a look. Titanic came up on the list.
Yeah, I know. Like, I thought, oh, that's really, is it a disaster movie? I guess it was a disaster.
It's true. I mean, I see it more as a budding romance with a side of drama.
Yeah, true. True.
Anyway, Poseidon. And then the last one I had, which will probably get mixed reviews on how I see movies, I guess, is San Andreas with The Rock.
Oh, have you ever seen it? Have I ever seen it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so it's sort of similar to The Day After Tomorrow. Like, it's pretty much exactly the same, but not as good. So
this that's father saying something, because you don't even like that one.
This father... who is The Rock, right? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, goes after his daughter in this, like, movie where different natural disasters are occurring, tsunamis and all this kind of stuff, and pretty much the whole world's gone to shit. But he is a helicopter pilot, so he tries to fly the helicopter to his daughter in this different town. And, yeah, look, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. I watched it on a flight somewhere, when you're stuck on the plane and you're like, well, what am I going to watch? And then it just came out. So I was like, well, this will do. And I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, well, good.
But it's not as good as The Day After Tomorrow. So if you want one or the two, I'd watch The Day After Tomorrow, but San Andreas was a good film.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Yeah. I think it's on Netflix now.
Oh, well, I think Netflix would be doing themselves a huge favor if they put, like, all the disaster movies on.
I think so.
Because everybody wants to just remind themselves that it's not that bad right now.
Exactly. All we have to do is stay home. Stay home. Hashtag stay home.
Stay at home, y'all.
Have you watched Samuel L. Jackson? Sorry, tangent again. Have you watched Samuel L. Jackson read Stay the Fuck at Home?
Yes, I have.
He gets me every time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. Well, that's all for my list.
Well, that's wonderful. And that was all for my list too.
Okay. Well, how did you go with this withdrawal from me not actually recording in person? We're recording over a laptop.
I can't say that I love it, but yeah, it's better than not recording.
Well, that's true. That is true. Well, yeah. I'm hopeful that in the coming weeks we will be able to see each other again and not just when I drive past your house to steal toilet paper.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We will be back with another episode next week, probably from quarantine again this time. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
That's right. And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
That's it. And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Fangirled. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.